You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello again, I'm Richard Kind.
I'm Avessa.
And you're listening to Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by Brad Forenza.
This is Season 2, Episode 9, Borrowed Land.
Sky is ablaze with shooting stars and gaseous explosions as Mr. Young, suitcase in tow, clothing a mess, marches furiously across the bombed-out desert.
Of all the ridiculous lines I've got, of all the crazy pills I've swallowed, this one takes the cake.
Mr. Young catches sight of the realtor, sitting in a lawn chair amidst the vast chaos. She is deep in a good read, oblivious to the world around her.
You!
Shh.
I've been looking for you for almost a year.
Please be quiet. You're stealing my peace.
Think outside the box, you said. Imagine the possibility, you said. You said I was Goldilocks. You said there was no such thing as just right. Well, if you think this desert is anywhere near just right, you got another thing coming.
And you are?
Sellers Market, you said. Sellers Market, my ass.
Well,
did I sell you a house at some point?
No. You sold me an ideal. You sold me a pipe dream. Nothing tangible, nothing concrete, untapped potential, you said. And then something about borrowed land.
It's all borrowed land, sir. We're just passing through.
Well, good, because I don't want to be here. I'm returning the land, and I want a refund.
I can't do that, sir.
I want my money back, with interest.
That's not how it works. Everyone knows that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I was finding my peace.
You didn't disclose everything you should have. That's got to be illegal.
Where is your property again?
You don't remember.
I've made a career pivot. I have people selling for me now.
It's a great big chunk of desert out near the state line and the testing and the training range.
Mr. Young, is that you?
In the flesh. That hasn't already melted off of me.
Mr. Young, of course I remember you. How could I forget you? It's so good to see you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank me? For what?
It's because of you I'm out here right now, finding my peace, instead of driving indecisive buyers all over the desert.
You didn't tell me that land was unsafe. Federally stuff was all you said.
Well, only adult would think it was completely safe.
Federally stuff.
Not a big city boy like you.
I want a return on investment, or I'll see you in court.
Hey, don't get crazy with me, Mr. Young. The buyer always assumes some risk.
I didn't move west to retire in fear.
Fear is a mindset. And I'm semi-retired now, too.
How?
I got promoted the day after your closing, when I finally unloaded your patch of opportunity.
What?
Now I have sellers working for me. I moved up the chain and I owe it all to you.
Why? Why do you get to move up the chain? Because you screwed me on a deal?
If anyone got screwed, it's only the buyers who never saw that pocket listing.
Lady, save it.
And thanks to you, I finally have some peace of my own. I can sit out here under the stars and read all the books I never got to read in school.
But that's my thing. That's what I wanted to do.
It was scary at first, but I'm finding the balance, as you can see.
I wanted to read books, find my peace, not chase away coyotes.
And now I can make sure my son graduates and gets ahead in life so he can be at the top of the pyramid.
Ah, the world is crashing down and you're enabling your kid.
You say enabling, but I say empowering. It's a balance.
At least in the city, I knew I was swimming with sharks. I knew they were out for themselves.
The path to enlightenment is about finding the right blend.
I know I was safer with them than with you.
Then go back.
I can't.
It's a free country. No one is stopping you.
You put me in an impossible position out here.
I didn't do anything.
You screwed me.
It's nothing personal, just business.
You screwed me and I'll never look at people the same again. I can't stay out here. I'm in danger all the time. You don't seem to care. I mean, I can handle a few stoner kids stumbling onto the property every now and then, but extraterrestrials landing on my motorhome? I'm not covered for that.
I suggest you stop fighting it all and learn to live with your choices.
I should be sitting out here, not you. Where's my lawn chair? Where's my peace?
You have to find it, Mr. Young. We all have our own journey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Where'd you hear that?
Oprah, maybe? Or maybe this book I'm reading for my son's philosophy class.
Siddhartha?
Bless you.
No, Siddhartha. What book are you reading for your son's class?
I forget what it's called. They blur together when you read as much as I do. Either way, every human experience carries potential for the opposite experience. Chaos and peace, wealth and poverty, sadness and joy, enabling and empowering even. The deeper the experience, the stronger the imbalance. So, it's up to you to find your own balance, Mr. Young. No one can find it for you. So you can't pass your fears off on me.
Can I see that book?
Sure.
The realtor passes her son's book. It is indeed Siddhartha. Mr. Young opens the book and reads aloud.
When someone is seeking, it happens quite easily that he only sees the thing that he is seeking, that he is unable to find anything because he is obsessed with his goal.
And seeking means to have a goal, but finding means to be free, to be receptive, to have no goal. You, Mr. Young, are perhaps indeed a seeker.
For in striving towards my goal, I do not see many things that are right under my nose.
Come on, have a seat, Mr. Young. Stay a while.
Mr. Young sits in a lawn chair beside the realtor. Together, they look out at Armageddon.
Now what?
Just roll with it.
But what about all the chaos? Shouldn't we do something?
Find the balance, Mr. Young. The cogs will deal with everything else. Eventually.
Well, ain't that some shit?
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
It's like giving a tip.
You can find us on social media and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.